I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Park.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher. My
homie. I'm his daughter.
My name is Diane Murph. My age is 22 years old. Today's date is June 27th, 2018. I'm a student at UAF, where he's chancellor.
Thank you. Hi, Diane. My name is Dan White. I'm 50 years old. We are in the Akasofu building at University of Alaska Fairbanks in room 407. And I'm chancellor at the university, and thank you for being a student.
No problem.
What brought you to UAF?
For starters, it was by far the least expensive option, without a doubt. My parents were like, well, you can go $100K in debt, or you can be in no debt, hopefully, and go in-state.
Where are you from?
Petersburg, Alaska. So it's a community about 100 miles away from Juneau. We're on an island in the middle of nowhere. You can't drive to it. There's about 3,000 there. What about you?
Well, I was born in Oregon, but I grew up mostly in Colorado. And my dad worked for a mining company in Colorado. So that's where I spent most of my time growing up, not all of it. But I will say that probably when you were 5 years old, I was in Petersburg working on the drinking water system there. It's one of the things I did as an engineer,
as a faculty. Well, we have great water,
so. You do have great water.
You did a good job. What does a chancellor do?
The chancellor is really the CEO. So chief executive, we have, as you know, really a city. We have houses and we have a physical plant and a power plant and water and police and fire. And we are, of course, responsible for your education and your safety and your experience as a student. And so all of those various functions kind of roll up to the chancellor. And as we look at long-term planning and how we be the university that Alaska needs us to be and wants us to be and that you as a student need and want us to be, it is really a rewarding job because just walking across the campus is really fun. Seeing all of the freshmen at move-in day, I got to shake 1,300 students' hands at commencement, and what an experience that is. Did you walk across the stage at commencement this year?
I did, and you probably don't remember shaking my hand, but I don't remember shaking yours either, so it's probably a wow, that's a lot of hands.
Yeah. Well, everybody said this is going to be really hard because your hand gets tired and your back gets tired. And when it was all done, I thought, is that it?
Keep up going.
Yeah, that was so much fun. So was it a hard transition coming to UAF right in the middle of the state from that coastal life?
A little bit. It is really weird going from classes of 10 to 20 in my high school to, you know, my chemistry class, I think was like 150 kids. And you're like, I mean, that's the size of my whole school, if not bigger. But yeah, it was challenging because it's very dark. Also, a big shift is high school classes and college classes, at least for me, were not the same caliber. In high school, I maybe had an hour of homework, and I came to college, and I tried to apply the same reasoning, and I almost actually flunked out. It was really tough.
Did you know as a high schooler that you wanted to be a scientist or an engineer?
Yeah, I'd say so. The nice thing about it is you can get, I mean, you ask a question, and it's like solving a mystery, you know, and you kind of adopt it as your problem that you want to solve, and you go in every day. Like right now, I'm working on a concrete and an asphalt project, and it's great because every day you kind of work towards a bigger goal, but you also make little achievements along the way, and it's very, well, not to be punny, but it's concrete, you know, like, oh, today I broke this cylinder, today I tested this, and you're working towards your greater goal.
Any other experiences in college, outside of college, that you'd like to share?
You know, a great thing about UAF is you don't have to just stick to civil or just stick to mechanical or whatever your degree is. And I saw this presentation my sophomore year of this biology professor, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I'm not kidding, a year later I emailed her and she didn't know who I was, but I was like, oh, you know, do you need like a student researcher? I think your stuff is really cool. And she emailed me back and was like, let's meet up. And then we met up. She's like, oh, let's write a grant. You know, you can do a project. And then so I did do a project and I won a research award actually for it at the URSA Research Day. And I guess that's the great thing is you can be whoever you want to be. That really meant a lot to me that you know, I kind of stuck out like sore thumb, like, oh, I really like concrete, but I did this project that's in biology. So you've been here at UAF for as long as I've been born. What do you see for the future here?
You know, my hope is that people come to UAF because it's a diverse, inclusive environment for them, that everyone is welcome at UAF, and everyone feels comfortable here and can grow here. And we can meet their educational needs. And I think, you know, as I look forward to our kind of next 100 years from a student perspective, really some transformation in this university that realizes some of those dreams. I think we will be the global center for Indigenous studies and particularly Alaska Native studies. We currently are the world leader in Arctic research. No other university and really no other federal government around the world does more research on the Arctic than the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And, you know, we have the ability to kind of take that to the next level and really look at big challenges, health as a big challenge for Alaska. So lots of room to grow and lots of opportunity. What would you like to see UAF be in 5 to 10 years?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess I do have a little bit of stake in this, or at least my family does. My younger sister chose UAF and will be starting the civil program in the fall. You know, maybe a little more support in those first 2 years, actually. I know that, I mean, that's very nitpicky. Overall, I'm very, very happy with class sizes. I've had professors email me back at like Saturday at 10 o'clock. It's incredible. There's no way I could have made it if it weren't for all the people I was with in these classes where they text me back, you know, oh yeah, I figured out this homework problem, you know, and they're helping me out with labs. We got Google Docs going. But before you make those connections, it's really hard. And sometimes you feel like, you know, you're failing and you're the only one. And without a doubt, people are what helps me move forward. Keep on doing what you're doing. Yeah, pretty happy here at UAF.
Well, thanks for choosing UAF.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.